Tall Tales of Alaska, The Red Dog Saloon, Stories from the Gold Rush, and more. Written and narrated by W.R. Cozy. To Eric and Tracy Forst, for their unwavering dedication to the saloon and their continued commitment to creating a great atmosphere at the Red Dog for tourists and employees alike. I would like to begin by acknowledging the indigenous peoples of Alaska and their ancestral homelands. I want to pay my respects to all the tribes that call this land their home and recognize the deep and abiding connection they have to this place. I would also like to acknowledge the brave and tenacious souls who traveled north to Alaska during the gold rush seeking fortune and adventure, for it is their experiences and struggles that line these pages, and without them, there is no book. Finally, I want to express my gratitude to all those who have contributed to this work, whether through guidance, support, or inspiration. This collection would not have been possible without their contributions. Thank you. How old is the Red Dog Saloon? When Alaska was a territory, the bars and saloons were not required to have the business licenses nor the liquor licenses that are needed today. Therefore, the origin story of the Red Dog Saloon in Juneau, Alaska is not widely documented. However, locals know it was established in the late 19th century and has been a popular gathering place for gold miners, sailors, and other patrons ever since. As the story goes, the saloon opened its doors, or its flaps, as a tent on Douglas Island, just across the Gatineau Channel from Juneau. They chose this location because Douglas was home to one of the most lucrative gold mines of its time, the Treadwell Mine. And before they built the bridge connecting the island to the city of Juneau, if those miners were ever thirsty for a drink or longing for the company of one of those fine ladies of the night, they needed to ferry into town to go to the bars and the brothel. Well, the original saloon owner saw this as an opportunity and brought the beer and, consequently, the ladies directly to his clientele over on Douglas. The Red Dog Saloon was born, and for a while, business was great. However, during World War II, many of the gentlemen working the mines, docks, and fishing boats left town, either going overseas to fight or down south to work in the factories. The Red Dog Saloon had lost its customer base, and if the saloon was to survive, the owner needed to do something quick. So, the saloon was moved from the island into the city. Initially, the building stood in Juneau's Red Light District on the west side of South Franklin Street, right across from the Alaskan Hotel. In this new location, the saloon's clientele changed, and it became known for its rough and rowdy atmosphere, with gambling and drinking and brawls being common occurrences. And, according to local lore, it was during one of these more unsavory nights that somebody accidentally started a fire. Now, there are a number of different theories for how the fire started. Some say it was an old kerosene lamp that got knocked over. Others say it was a cigar that got tossed into the sawdust. Hell, some even say it wasn't anyone at all, and the saloon's old faulty wiring was to blame. One thing is for certain, though. The building went up faster than a box of matchsticks, and the saloon burnt down in 1967. Thankfully, the saloon didn't lose everything that night, and the owner was able to salvage about 70% of the saloon's adornments. That means, when it reopened on the east side of South Franklin Street, now right beside the Alaskan Hotel, the saloon had that same Wild West flavor that people had grown to love. That said, it wasn't there long, though, because in 1972, the bar changed hands, and its new owner had a different vision for his newly acquired saloon. He'd taken notice of the slow rise in steamship traffic over the years and the steady increase of travelers lining Juneau's streets in the summers, and he wanted to be part of the action. To do that, he needed to be closer to the water. So in 1986, the new owner commissioned the construction of the building the saloon now resides in. And in 1987, the saloon moved to its current location. Now, with all that moving and all those tourists later,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?